And you know, I think that the record of the last several years in your life does not convince the court that you really went out of your way to be a favorite of God. Some of you didn't just grind to a halt, you put your lives in reverse. And you are here still dangling in that dangerous place, that precipice of opportunity, that teeter-tottering point where favoritism or rejection still haunt your possibilities. You say, you make me feel insecure. Let me tell you something right here and now. That's a cop-out, because to become a favorite is up to you. And if you don't like the dangerous place you sit in, then change chairs. We've lived long enough siding with that lost generation that we think that we are justified because we have a complaint. I despise complaining, and I have no time for complainers, because complaining gets you nowhere, but it stirs up negativity and it stirs up unbelief and it stirs up all the stuff I want nothing to do with and no successful man can live with. Many are called, few are chosen. Many are invited, few become a favorite. It's interesting that at such a happy occasion as a wedding feast, some could weep and gnash their teeth. Isn't that something? That some could weep and gnash their teeth at such a happy occasion. I can't think of anything happier than fulfilling my destiny. I can't think of anything sadder than missing it. But people do miss it. People's faith does go shipwreck. And I want us to settle right here and now. It's not God's fault or your fault or my fault that he or she missed it. It's their lack of diligence to make sure that they were favorites. And to that end, I'd like us to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, where you have an incredible series of scriptures that talk about the calling and the election of God on your life and your responsibility and mine to make sure we're dressed for success. We become favorites. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to become a favorite of God. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Look up when you found the place, if you don't mind. I know it's in your heart to become a favorite. But what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? I know it's in your heart to become a favorite. But what are you doing about it? I don't say this to torment you, because that's just a lying trick of the devil. I say it to practically present to you that some of you need to change your lives radically, because frankly, man doesn't favor you, and nor does your God. And you have sat back and said, God prepare me, God raise me up, God do this, and God do that. And you said, God be damned, I've got an attitude. And I've got news for you. So it shall be as you've spoken, and so it shall be as you've lived.